This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm so high, I can vomit on the comet. My God.
Yeah!
Oh my God. You know what time it is. This is Random Order Podcast, episode 66. You know what time it is, man. You see, I got my mustache out. It's Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino, but we could get to that another episode, man.
Mm-hmm.
Little baby Trey in the building.
Where the fuck is a baby?
Huh.
Insert baby
sound. Oh, there you go.
You know what it is.
I thought I unplugged.
Who are you, nigga?
Who, me? Oh, I thought you already said who
you
I
know
was.
What's up? Little baby Train the Builder, man. Got my man Sheldon Sebastian in the beat, man.
Yeah.
You know what time it is. And he still got the shades on.
Yeah.
B, Drew up in the building. Drew up home. Yeah, you know what it is, man.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing episode, mostly about pizza and Panzerati's. But we also covered other important topics, such as Julian's cousin Sheldon folding our teacher in half, meeting fellow dog owners and what that's like. It's pretty lame. Your boy getting that big text.
Mm-hmm.
Or that dirty text.
Mm-hmm.
Black is king.
Yes, sir.
Tron got a new PC, man.
Oh,
it's over for the Stream Awards.
Yeah.
Make sure you head over to 4ye.ca. We got some pins up for y'all. We got some heat for you. All right. Before we get into the episode, YouTube viewers, go ahead, hit that subscribe button to become a true Know the Gang Eagle. Drop a thumbs up, unless you're a mouse. Enjoy the episode.
First thing I'm going to do is free Weezy. Go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. The Eagles flying right in.
Rise and shine.
Wake up!
My bad for y'all eardrums, man.
Don't
listen,
do it.
Listen.
Ah!
That boy teed up.
Swing that.
Ah! Yo, straight off that meat. Thumbs this video up for G-Baby, man.
Yeah.
Right off the meat.
Before you even do anything, before you settle in. Thumbs it up.
Yeah. Bro, niggas still dropping 7 dislikes.
I was about to say, what happened?
What's
with
that about? 7 dislikes?
Seven.
The likes were definitely no fucking way. I'll say that.
Nah,
there's no fucking way.
At this point, it's almost trolling.
It's probably 8 now.
No. It's almost trolling.
Oh, my God.
No.
Guys.
13.
Guys. Come on.
What the fuck?
Gotta get them Eagles in there. Scoop the little mice up, man.
Oh, my God.
Y'all displaying mouse behavior.
Yeah. Oh my, with the lights is up, bro.
The thing about mice, that. Man, it's a pesky little critter, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a pesky species. Yeah. That one time my house was infested with, I won't say infested, but three notches down from infested with mice. Yeah,
living on Monaco.
Which one?
In front of the ravine, Monaco?
Yeah.
I was coming there at those times.
You're no, it wasn't crazy, but the cold room, like, you go in there, stairs? Grab some beans, bro, and you grab a tail, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, one time I just woke up, and I just saw a mouse lying down.
Chilling.
It was just dead by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck happened to it? It just passed out.
That's a scary sight.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad when you think about it, like, bro.
I kind of got used to them, but they're fucking fast.
Yeah, so they pesky little critters, man.
You can't get used to them,
you know what I'm saying? Y'all can do mice removal and shit?
Could.
We were mice removal.
Yeah.
We were the mice removal guys.
Oh, yeah. I said, mouse, go to the dollar store, get some fucking cheese.
Bro, we did the textbook fucking mouse trap. Nigga put cheese on the thing.
Yeah.
It's a little...
Honestly, I'm not surprised.
Those glue traps are kind of sad, man. Like,
yeah, no.
Oh, man.
If you're going to do it, like, fucking snap in there real quick.
I wasn't even sad about it.
I was just like, I was sad. I'm like, yo, I don't know why we have to do it like that.
Bro, that was one of those ones where you
just intro a cat to this situation, man.
bro. A cat.
Cats would be eating mice like that?
Bro, my cats will like, they don't eat them, but just crush it and say, oh, here, hold on.
She don't eat them?
Put it on the doorstep. Nah, I never seen them eat them. Like,
she likes her cat food too much?
Yeah, cat food's delicious. It's the chicken salmon flavor.
I
wouldn't
even give that
the chicken salmon flavor.
It's a cat. It's a fan favorite.
But they bring birds and rabbits to the door all the time.
Like as a gift to you? As a gift to you?
I mean, I don't speak cat, but
that's crazy.
So no one told me, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When niggas do say it's a gift, I'm like, all right, who told you that?
They're just removing the problem.
Somebody speaks cat out here.
These damn mice, man. It's like you set up the mouse traps, and you could talk about the mice all you want, but it's still gonna be there.
Yeah.
I remember in the house we sealed up every hole. We thought we did.
Yeah.
It's still mice in the house. They get through. Mm-hmm. As many eagles as you want to set up, man. It's still gonna be mice in there. So let there be mice, man.
Mm.
We ain't hating.
God said, let there be mice. But I did see a jump, though. 3.3K on the light side. It's good.
Yeah, that's right.
What was the other one? 14?
Like 1.2 or something.
That's amazing shit.
1.2, yeah.
Bro, what are you doing?
Look at the change.
That can happen every time.
Yeah.
Why not? We do our part. You do yours. Press the fucking like up button.
Press the fucking like button.
Bro, the button.
All I can think about is that fucking Panzo, man.
I seen that. Honestly, where are those from?
Yeah, Sheldon.
How was that?
It's one of those places where I don't think we could give it up right now.
Yeah,
no, we're not done with that yet.
Yeah,
I know.
You looking at y'all niggas to see?
Yeah.
Nah, don't say that shit.
You know how many pesky DMs I get saying like, "Yo,
where
just tell me that."
This?
If I wanted to share it, I'd put the name there. This is for me right now.
Bro, I don't put a dish up I'm eating in my crib and say, my dad made it. This reached my base. Like, come on. Like, just let me. I'm just showing you what I'm doing.
That's so unsuspecting. So, like, yo, from your place, this is where this came from.
You know what I'm saying, man?
Shout out.
Those are the best.
Shout
and out, I'll never reveal out. It. Even if somebody asked me and they get it right, I'm still going to be like,
I haven't told one person.
Yeah.
The only person that's ever been told is this man right here.
Yeah. Mm. You have to kill me.
He's the only person that we've told about it yet. Shells doesn't know.
What if they go out of business?
Huh?
What if they go out of business?
Oh, they will never go out of business.
I guarantee. With my dollar, I guarantee
you. I'll never let that happen.
Okay.
I'll take over the place before they do that.
Fair enough. Now, I had that similar situation with the shades I wore last episode. I just ended up just because so many people asked me, I'm like, you know what? Here.
I saw that. I saw you fold.
Just take it.
I saw you fold. But you know they're going to come right back. They're going to come right back.
You got to stay.
What's up with the new shades?
Yeah, these are good, man. This is urban behavior.
It's too easy.
Whatever. You'll find these forever, man. I'm going to come with some crazy shit.
I've never seen those in my lifetime.
I was looking at you like, where would I get those? I'm trying to think where I'd go. I don't know.
Yeah, Urban Outfitters. There you go.
Y'all out here going to stores still?
Nah, me nigga. I hate clothes.
I went to Lids. That's about it. I need to get another.
Yo,
fit.
Lids, man.
Yeah.
I remember when in high school when you met someone and just like, yo, my boy works at Lids. I'm like,
yo, what? Hearing that line,
bro. Kevin's,
my boy works at Lids.
Lids, yeah.
So he came along a little too.
People still get the custom.
A little late.
Embroidery shits. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. I was in the Liz and then he came
upsell,
in the all red, you know, and he's like, you know, he came for it. Like, he's like, I want to get this embroidered.
People
put my birthday on my hat.
What, now people love customization, man.
I remember when I used to be the shit, but I don't feel like it's that great anymore. I feel like it's still important, but I don't feel like it's like.
Yeah, I already did that, man.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to get my nickname on my hat anymore. Like, I'm kind of.
Low key, if it goes.
Don't
put your name. Full name.
The man put like dollar sign something 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 on the hat. Like,
okay.
Yeah, he's on a different wave. So shout out to boy though. Yeah.
You're gonna wear it in the house.
How much you run him? Like 13.
I can't remember. I think he bought the hat from there too. So it's probably like upward to like 50-60 bucks. Mm-hmm. All in.
Upwards, you said,
bro. You know, that fucking Panzo should be upwards of 50-60 bucks.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
On that.
What kind of Panzo was it?
I would pay if they said, hey, we're raising the price. I didn't even know the fucking price, nigga. What's the price? I just gave her cash yesterday.
I don't know the price.
I gave the cash. And I said, keep the change.
Yeah.
I just rounded up to the nearest. I'm like, 50. Yeah. Okay.
50.
Bro, the thing is, though, okay, look, you own a pizzeria.
Okay.
And you sell different things there, chicken wings, sandwiches and all that.
Okay.
Right.
Dips.
But then you sell something, a Panzerati. It's focused on a Panzerati. And we say, hey, can we get a Panzerati? And then they're about to say pepperoni or cheese, and we said no, we're gonna add our own. And what do they say, Jermaine?
Bro, they got scared. I'm like, yo, the first time we just bump up on this place, me and you in that thing, and then we're like, okay, Panzerati. I've ordered Panzerati before, so can I get Panzerati, bacon, pineapple? You want the special one?
Bro, what the fuck she is stopped the special me. One?
Bro, she stopped.
I got scared. I'm bro, like, she got. I went out loud.
Bro, I got scared. Seeing her so scared made me scared.
Yeah, what? I got scared.
Did I say something?
I said.
You want the special one? Can I? Can we do that? Like, oh yeah, okay. What do you want? Took out the fucking the pen and the fucking notebook. I guess they have standard pans with pepperoni and cheese. I told Tron the story. The next day we go. Hey, yeah. Can we just we're gonna do 3 pans, those one mushroom. You want the special one?
He did it again.
Bro, again, they always get scared.
It was a different guy. We didn't deal with him.
Yet. I was waiting.
They
for
saw
it.
The podcast, bro. They don't you guys deal with that unlimited deal?
No, bro.
Oh shit.
Bro, I said pineapple and bacon. I didn't say no crazy shit. It was on the board. It looked pineapple, bacon. Mm-hmm. Nigga got scared.
And I knew like he was shook because he was being cool with us. He was chill. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? All we this pepperoni just came out. All right, let me get a Panzerati. The special one.
Yo, what the fuck?
Special one?
Man, it was special.
That's
crazy, man.
Yo, while we're eating our Panzeratis on the street, we saw this old man behind us. He was like taking a walk. It looked like he lived in the neighborhood, and he was like near his house or some shit. And then he just stops and he's just fucking texting. It was like legit 5 minutes straight with the straightest face on my face. He was texting for 5 minutes straight, standing there. Just fucking like, head in the phone. Yeah. He takes 5 steps. I'm like, oh, he's out. Stops
again. Ooh, 10 minutes. Came back. Got the reply.
His ass clenched. I was wondering what
his
it was.
His ass clenched. His ass clenched.
His ass was clenched.
His ass clenched kind of at one smiling. Point.
Move it. You know the foot stance where you're like this and then you fucking change it up to this way?
Yeah.
And you change the hips. You change
he was readjusting the knee lock. Yeah, you switch the fucking knee lock. You gotta do that sometimes.
He was eating some jeans with his ass.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're sending a dirty text. That's what I didn't know about.
The way he clenched up. You're sending some
dirty
shit.
This nigga put the phone down, looked around, and went back to the fucking clench. I'm like, nah.
He's in demon mode right now.
Yeah.
Certain text conversations just make you stop. No, for sure. Yo, let me get into this real quick.
Yo.
You know what? No, not for me, man. But when I see people do it, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you do it a lot. Sometimes you be doing it.
Sometimes you do it.
Yeah,
I'm getting into it, bro.
Yeah, I definitely do it. Yeah.
I'm like, I just decided, okay, this conversation is going to consume me, so let me get in this. And you know your boy, like, when your boy just goes idle, like, you guys are talking, laughing, the guy goes off to the site.
Yeah, nah, don't hit me. I'm never that guy.
I have seen you do that.
You lying?
Yeah, you?
Bro, what?
Yes?
Bro, literally like that. That's where I got it from.
Bro, what? Do it all the time. You're lying. But it's like when a nigga really...
That's such a fucking lie.
That's a lie, Julian?
That's a huge lie.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Yeah, lie.
That's a lie. If we're doing, rankings right now, if we're doing rankings...
Yeah, you could. Some people do it more than the rest. Siobhan does it the most for sure.
One.
Me, second.
Yeah. Two.
Three, yeah. But you're in the race.
Naturally, I have to be at 3, where else I'm not. I have to be there.
Because you do it.
Why you do it? That's all right.
Nah, like, this is not me. If I do it once, maybe.
Bro, when niggas that like really pulled back.
You look like yourself. You're looking a lot like Jermaine right now.
This is not my stance. I'm usually fucking hunched over.
Yeah.
Or just leaning to the side.
I've seen you with this one before. You don't want me to see what you're saying.
When it gets serious? Crazy.
Yeah, I know. It gets dark.
When someone just gets that text, you know it's like,
I feel the energy shift.
Oh, you get in trouble?
You're in trouble?
That's another part.
That's another big part. Trouble, you turn your back. You turn your back.
The oh shit is just like, yo, the smile is just off that kid's face.
He literally is like this.
When you're in trouble, you like look at it, you open it, you lock it.
Yeah.
And then you open it back up.
Bro, you just don't want to even hear your fault. I hear it, bro.
I'm a kiss tea type of nigga.
That's a dead giveaway.
Kissing bare teeth, man.
And sometimes it's not even like the fact of a text or like what it is. Sometimes it's just like, I'm vibrant.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, the name. Like, bro, why is his name on my
just vibrant?
Why, bro?
While we're clapping the panzos, we're also talking about keeping everyone up to date on the story. You know what I'm saying? You know when you got a story, it's just like, I'm here right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm over here right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't do that no more.
I'm lost.
You gotta, what? When you gotta like, just fill people in, like, you don't want to be somewhere, like, you just tell someone, like, yo, like,
yesterday.
I'm over here, man. Like, you know,
like you and the gang, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You just gotta fill them in before you go. Say, like, look, we're about to see her, right? Just for context, Yesterday, we're at Wild Water Kingdom from 9 to 7. Tony was there. Krista was there. Josh was there. Josh had to babysit his little sister, so his sister couldn't be there, right?
We maybe, got it, guys.
Maybe mention this joke I made. Maybe this joke, yeah. Mention this joke right here. Yeah,
yeah, man. And if she specifically asked about the red shirt, I don't have a red shirt. I never had that red shirt.
You got to update your guy. You got to give you guys a press room briefing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, I've been in too many of those. I'm like, yo, I don't want to do that, but you have to do it.
Why am I included?
They usually drop it on you last minute. Okay, so guys, right? This is what we're doing. Bro, what do you mean? What the fuck?
Just listen, just listen.
Hey! Just came back from Wild Water Kingdom.
Where's your towel?
Yeah, you have to.
This nigga didn't say that part. How are we supposed to respond to that? Just switch this fucking subject whenever in doubt. Just look at your boy like, oh, that's yours, man.
Yeah, yeah, where's my towel?
Where is the towel?
I don't know.
She didn't tell us.
Andrew, where is it?
You forgot the towel at the park? Oh, fuck.
I need the brief, though. That's my thing. Like, sometimes it'd be happening, like, on the spot. I'm not quick on my toes like that. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, yeah, we did this. I'm like, no, we didn't. Like, oh, fuck. I just see what happened here.
Oh.
No, it's so quiet.
This is this.
With the emphasis on, bro. No, we didn't.
Sorry. Yeah, like, fuck.
Again, what the fuck y'all niggas talking about?
What? Jermaine's good at catching the hints.
Bro, I mean, y'all got the chemistry, like, man. What's going on?
On and off the court.
This nigga's good at catching the damn hints, bro. Like, I will blink at this nigga and he knows what's going
on. Because if I know I didn't do that, I'm like, oh, I didn't go, oh, yeah. I know how to ride a motorcycle. What the fuck?
Yo, he's so, and he'll take it to the, this nigga goes above and beyond, nigga. He'll expand on that motherfucking story.
Sometimes too much.
I gotta catch on his shit.
Whoa, no.
He'll turn up on it, and it's like, yeah, you're fucking really selling this shit, but I'm kind of confused now. So, you tell me where we're going with this.
So now, where are we now? Speaking of Wild Water Kingdom, though, I remember this one time we're on this road trip and we stopped at this random fucking indoor water park and we're in a wave pool. And like this back when, you know, Wild Water Kingdoms and what's this shit called? Great Wolf Lodge?
Great Wolf Lodge, yeah.
Little indoor slides and shit. Like the shit was booming. Mm-hmm. So we went to this one joint and then we're in the wave pool and this fucking lifeguard just fucking comes to the fucking water.
Get the fuck out!
Really?
He's just everyone out. And I'm like, what the fuck? Everyone's like clearing the fucking water. Mm-hmm. Bro, someone took a fucking shit in the water. I was like, yo.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah, I feel like you brought this up. It's just fucking, I couldn't fucking believe it.
Sometimes
you gotta bring it up twice. I mean, literally, man, there's proof.
Yeah,
it's the facts, proof is floating in the fucking water right now.
How you shit?
It was like a bottom. I just remember I saw like the reflection of it.
Feces is point.
That was
Feces. Nah, depends on your age, nigga.
Is it just straight pizza dough?
Because, yo, in the toilet, it goes straight to the back.
No, it depends on
what you torpedo.
My bad, TMI. Yo. Bro, but yeah, no, yeah,
sometimes
you're right.
Sometimes
it's a
torpedo and that bitch keeps diving. You lose sight of it.
Oh, you don't even see it. Man. I didn't flash it.
I don't even need to press this button now. I'm cutting. Save the water.
Slid right into the hole perfectly. Like, oh,
I'm 3 for 3.
Nah, but yo, I was just so confused. I'm just like, bro, like, who would just shit in a pool like that? Like,
yeah, that's different.
Bro, how does that happen?
That's a good question, bro.
Judge, man. Who knows?
I'm judging, bro.
Yeah, the thing is, because for that to happen, yo, niggas going through some shit.
Back was against the wall.
Put it in.
Yeah, like
his back was against the wall because it was against the fucking wall.
Bro, get out of the pool. Bro.
Sometimes you're clenching and you can't move. And you think you have it under control.
What, did you just not know before? Like, as you're the pool?
You think you have it under control. Bro, you release
I'm pretty
and it
sure
sneaks
it was
you.
Just more than one log, though. That's a thing. And it's neat. Bro,
As it goes, it goes.
Imagine the submachine.
He was with us, too. I never like public pools and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
me neither.
It's too much, bro.
Once I figure out, how easy is it for me to pee in here without nobody knowing?
Yeah.
It's way too easy. If I could do it, then fucking 40 of these motherfuckers would do it.
I mean, yeah, everyone's pissing in a pool.
Everyone's pissing.
Yeah.
You know, imagine you're going in there, your mouth open.
Bro, I would drink that sometimes.
Bro,
I drank that, man.
Even in private pools, bro. Even in a private pool, your guy is christening in there. It is what it is at this point.
Even hot tubs is just like, yo, you're just boiling with your niggas. Why am I boiling with these guys? And I'm like, it's mad dirty shit in there. I'm like, nah.
You know, it's not essential. Though. Like the micro piss.
Yeah, bro. Like,
could be a micro piss. Yeah. Sometimes you micro piss. Like you're laughing at jokes. And then...
to be the whole thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
at the end of the day, the water is touching bare areas of your body.
Yeah, you know, and it's in the fucking water. Like,
yo, you know what I don't get?
Yeah, the water's around your top. The water's scraping your
bro, b-hole. That's what I think.
The water's scraping your b-hole.
Yeah. you're everywhere, bro. Everywhere. Your toes, the bottom of your feet, like
the water scraping like your boots, and then it's on my hand part where my hand is.
Okay, guys, you're really ruining it for me. Like,
bro, it should be ruined. That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
The day the nigga pitched the pool, I would have been like,
There should just be hot tub pods. Like, you know, just one night of pods.
Yeah, bro, like just a fucking
chill, like an ice chamber.
Yeah.
That's my tub, bro.
Yeah,
like, because, you know?
I just always had this thought at the back of my head when I'd be like watching TV or some shit, and then these niggas are diving into like muddy water and like doing backflips. I'm like, but bro, it's touching your penis. Why are you going in there?
That's a fact.
Bro, it's going in the hole.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
That's an opening to your fucking body.
You gotta learn how to close that.
Yeah.
So we're gonna leave a link to some chip clips in the description for all my boys going swimming this summer.
That's a you problem, because you just don't know how to close that yet.
Clearly. A fucking chip clip.
Why do you call it a chip clip?
Turn it off.
Close the chips. Close the chips.
Oh, a chip clip.
That probably works. Blessed.
Yo, I'll be slow today.
Yeah, nah.
Bro, that is fucking funny.
Yeah, I understand.
Learn how to close your shit. Stop thought. Thinking like that.
Yeah, I don't like being in different waters like that. You know,
you not that summer we went to Lake Muskoka, whatever. Fucking
I learned.
Where? Who us?
In Chicago?
In Michigan?
Michigan, yeah. Wait, what do you think I was thinking about the whole time we're in that fucking dirty ass water? I'm like, yo, what about my top?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I was having a good time.
I had to let go. I was jumping.
I let go of it all.
Yeah. I drank that shit straight.
Ooh. Yo, the thing was.
And we're in the water. Yeah.
That's why I fucking died.
Huh? What's the. Huh? You got sick as fuck.
That's what, bro. I went in the water. And then I don't know, my mouth was just open. I should have closed my mouth.
But we're waveboarding or whatever, so every time you fall, you eat water.
I just drank water, and I just said, fuck, I'm finished.
Wait, you drank? Like,
yo, you get a gulp. It's like, it's in your neck. Good one. You have to drink while you're going to puke it.
You know when you drink some
good gulp.
Cold coke, and it's just fucking, like my throat was cold. I'm like, I'm finished.
I don't drink none of that bullshit. Damn,
bro. And then while we're in the water, like, oh, yeah, somebody got a flesh-eating disease from this pond. While I'm fucking
they're joking.
Bro, I don't know, because they said that and then they saw a reaction. They're like, oh, no, we're joking. I'm like,
they're joking.
Nah, because I got really fucking sick. I had like food poison or some shit. I don't know.
You're getting sick.
Bug, man.
A flesh.
I ate a bug, bro, because I think I lost like 30 pounds yakking. If you guys were playing your playoff game, I was just kind of think to myself, like, what song would I be playing? Walk through that tunnel. Playoff game, like what songs in my headphones coming off that bus?
Honestly, what's that joint? You know that I'm two levels above you, baby. Oh, you baby.
Oh shit.
Was that Victory?
Victory, it would be IG. Yeah, I won't play that stuff. Just because, that's the real championship. Play.
Probably what these bitches want from my niggas.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
What these bitches ballers want from your store.
Yeah.
We win the championship.
I feel that.
I remember reciting those lyrics in front of my dad for the first time. They go, you can't say that. He's blasting the shit in my ear, and it's just literally baking in my brain. And I sing this. Hey, don't say that.
I'm gonna play.
What you playing?
You know I'm gonna play, man.
Lana Del Rey.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bro, that Lana Del Rey, to this day, that Lana Del Rey song that he's saying is in my head.
So. Which one?
Fucking Pepsi Cola.
Yeah. Pope tastes like Pepsi Cola.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play Millions. BX19. Shout out UK one time, bro.
Please.
Check the playlist out.
Shout out my UK man.
BX19. You get me?
Yeah. I don't think we ever promoted that playlist on a podcast.
Oh no, we haven't. We got two of them on there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Check out the One Way to Heathrow playlist on Spotify, Apple Music, under 4YE Media.
Yeah.
Excellent playlist, if I do say so myself.
Yeah. Bro, have you driving very fast.
You're going to drive sick. You're going to drive fast.
It's on Spotty, you said?
Spotify. Yeah. Spotify. Yeah, it's up on Spotify right now. Look at the cover art.
Yeah.
It's sick. Put it on the screen.
Yeah. It will make you drive fast, though. And it's going
to
be okay.
It's your intro to UK music.
Is this it? This is not you guys.
Hold
on.
What?
4YE Media? One Way to Heathrow, the range pick.
Nah, the next one on here.
Who's that? Yeah, some kid fucking made one too. And literally just copied it.
What? Anyways, One Way to Heathrow, man, your intro to UK ground music. It's sick. It's hard. And the Afrobeats playlist is up as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's an Afrobeats playlist that's a good intro to Afrobeats as well, man. It's curated over like 2-3 years. So you got some older ones in there, some newer ones in there. Definitely have your waist. Moving crazy.
Oh my God, bro. You clean your fucking house from top to bottom.
Waste to be on Twister mode.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You play the right song, bro, and your house will look brand new.
Bro. Like, oh, man. Fucking buy this? Did I just do that? Sometimes I surprise myself.
Wow, they
when
did
I'm
steal
dancing.
The playlist.
Speaking of Afrobeats, did you guys watch Black is King?
No, I didn't.
Bro, you guys gotta watch it, bro. That shout out to Beyonce, man. That movie
is
phenomenal, bro. Like,
who phone that is?
That could be me.
AP Mode, man.
It's not me.
That could have been me. So, like, but yeah, like that movie, man. Like, just the representation in it, and just like it just makes our people look, you know, how we're supposed to look, like very well, man. The music's hard. Like, the album is fire.
What is it exactly?
So if you don't know Black is King, it's a visual album from the Lion King album that she did, The Gift. Mm. So it's pretty much that whole entire album. She did a music video for every song, and there's like connecting pieces in between music videos and shit. And this is dope, man. It's like, just cinematography's dope. Like, everybody's in it. Jessie Reyes is in it. Shout out to her.
Yeah, she's in it.
Man, it's really good, bro. I watched it twice already. Like, it's just fire, man.
Makes shout out to that.
Good. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Rihanna on the new Fenty skin.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Let's get a fucking yes, sir, man.
Yeah, shout out to that. You guys are fucking with that?
Getting bit. What, Fenty skin?
Yeah, you gonna cop?
I mean, I would, but.
Yeah. Yo, I tried those. I said it's nice. Sure.
Yeah.
Man, my skin glow a little bit. Yeah,
really. Yeah, hit my DMs and shit.
You gotta swing it,
yeah,
swing it.
Yeah,
y'all take vitamins?
Yeah. Not my skin, though.
I don't.
No, I wasn't. Not. I was specifically speaking for his.
Yeah, I'm vitamin C.
I just started taking multivitamins, man.
It's dope. I don't know if it's real or from.
Yo, low key kind of a scam, man. The nutrients you get from eating vegetables absorbs way better into your body than multivitamins.
But the additional now.
Just eat broccoli, man.
The additional.
Eat broccoli, carrots, spinach.
Get more of those.
I don't think so, man.
Hey, what do you mean? How can I not get more?
What do you mean? How can you not?
And plus, if I'm doing that plus eating.
But plus, it's the way that it absorbs into your body. Like, it's not even like the same as fruit, so it's, or veggies. So it's like, how much is absorbing?
But you can get a lot of protein and nutrients from a Panzo. So
yeah, no, the thing is fucking packed with vitamin C, D, zinc,
ultimately
iron.
You want to eat a Panzo?
Yeah, okay. That's like the greatest multivitamin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you eat broccoli after.
You heard you. Okay.
Yeah. Or you can put the fucking broccoli in the. Okay.
You know,
they'll get scared if you tell them that.
No, I'll never.
Wait,
put
what?
Broccoli.
The Ultra?
You would put broccoli in a Panzo?
I would.
Yeah.
I would not scream about
broccoli, what? Bro.
You wouldn't see me in the back of a car kicking and screaming.
Broccoli inside of a Panzo? Hell no.
Yes, sir. Broccoli. What's wrong with that?
I love broccoli. You're tripping.
Broccoli is fire.
I like broccoli, nigga, but shit, I'm not about to put it in ice cream either, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Can
I
ask you?
Yeah, now you're dying. See, why you gotta be like that?
Broccoli?
Why you gotta be like that?
Inside of a hot, fucking greasy Panzerotti.
Yeah, hot, greasy broccoli. And so,
Yes.
All right, let me see you do that today.
They don't have
I've done broccoli before in a Panzo.
I'll do it.
It's crazy.
I'll do it that today, bro.
Chicken, broccoli, and fucking banana peppers, pineapple, whatever you want.
Leave the chicken off of pizza, too, man.
Nah, what?
I don't understand that.
Leave the chicken off of pizza.
Who's this guy, bro? What?
Leave the chicken off of pizza.
Nah, I'll take some chicken off some pizza.
I will flick every piece off, make that cheese pizza.
Chicken on the zaw, right?
Huh?
Chicken on the zaw, right?
Chicken on zaw.
I was asking him chicken on zaw. He said chicken on zaw.
Nah, man. Put it on the side. Put some, like, take it off.
But if they,
and fry some rice and put it together in a plate. And now you have chicken fried rice and a cheese pizza on the side.
So you're definitely not touching. There's this place in Toronto that does a General Tso chicken pizza.
No, I don't want to know. Not interested. Not interested.
I'm trying to touch.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm fucking listening.
Yes. I'm not interested.
If you're making it, I believe you have enough. You have some balls, kid. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'll be like, all right, bet.
I wouldn't take it for free, you know?
Pizza's the only reason I've ever fucking, like, hated sleeping. Because, like, you know, when you're young and your parents, they all go to bed, fucking, you're making a fuss and shit. Sleep is fucking amazing now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're, like, a little kid, you're 8 o'clock, go to bed. Fuck, man, what if I miss something?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when parents would send me to bed, I wake up and it's a fucking empty pizza box and like my favorite soft drinks and shit.
What
the fuck happened? This is what I'm talking about. I go to bed, I come out, and say, what do you mean? Trevon, you ate pizza? As a kid, nigga. Mm. Imagine that your little kid goes to bed. My mom and dad and like whoever's up late.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe Ryan would be up and we had pizza last night. I'm like, bro, fuck, dad?
That's just foul on your father's part.
Bro, that's so bad. I never understood how people just don't wake me up for food. Like, always do that. Bro, that's the best thing to wake up to.
Absolutely.
The times my dad would come in my room like late night after work.
Jermaine. There's a burger here, man.
Bro, like it's fucking, like it's 12 at noon. I'm fucking up. I'm like,
Bro, whenever dad did that show, it was just always get the light.
Nah,
get the
man.
Lights. You gotta try the barbecue sauce.
Dude, I'm like, he'd bring the food to my bed sometimes. I'm like, I'm fucking this up and turn right back around.
I'm put my head on the wrapper.
Fuck.
Wake up with lettuce on my fucking lip.
Yeah.
Nah, man. With me, you better erase the evidence.
Mm.
Yeah. If I wake up and see an empty pizza box.
For sure.
Bro, driving it down the block.
Erase the evidence because, everyone's night and fucking shit is fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No one's sleeping that night.
Yeah.
Bro, order pizza for breakfast then.
Yeah.
I gotta get my shit.
Especially when you wake up and a nigga's trying to sneak in, you're just standing there with crust in your eye, cornered during your pajamas as a kid. The fuck is that?
You guys getting pizza?
Does it bother you guys when you're eating pizza with someone that doesn't know how to eat pizza?
Oh, for sure.
What do you mean by doesn't know how to eat pizza?
Certainly.
Something that bothers me, like.
What do you mean? Like,
you just don't
example.
Know what you're doing like,
what
with
are you
that
doing?
Damn pizza, nigga.
Yeah, like,
from the toppings or
their setup, everything.
Setup, the fucking
eating choice, the one you choose.
Bro, first off, if you're ordering pizza, don't let anyone else order pizza, by the way. If you want it done right, you fucking do it yourself. Sometimes you let your boys fucking order. Yeah. You're not sure of their pizza capabilities and their knowledge on pizza. And then they order the pizza. And then, three pizzas. And then pepper. And the toppings. Okay, that's all. You didn't talk about dips. Why are you saying that's all before you mentioned dips?
And why are
you mean
getting,
that's all?
Why aren't you looking at the coupons to see if we can get a cheesy bread thrown in there? You know what
are you doing, bro? First off, your phone should be fucking on your shoulder. You're opening the fridge, checking for ranch sauce. Okay, I have four ranch sauces. Yeah, that'll be all.
Nah, man.
The pizza gets there. They're opening it wrong. They're seating. They're fucking standing. They're walking around it. Bro, get a seat. Bring it as closely in between your legs as possible.
You know what?
Especially when they open the box and then go wash hands. I'm like, what are you doing? That for? What'd you do?
Close the fucking box.
Close the fucking box, bro. What'd you do that for?
Some people bring you plates from the cupboard and there's fucking small ones that could fit one slice on it. What the fuck?
And then they have their ranch sauce and they're taking off the whole lid. I'm like, bro, you don't even know if you're going to finish that.
You got to leave a corner on the ranch sauce in case you can't finish.
Sometimes the lid's got to get popped.
You so know if, what I mean? If it's a small one.
If you have a whole piece in front of you, pop that fucking lid.
Yeah, you know you're about to do it.
That's the thing, but you got to be, you got to know. Like, no.
You look at your dip to pizza ratio.
If you're slice checking, like if you're eating with a group of people and like, can't really smoke all of this pizza because someone's gonna want some, then leave the thing.
You know my plans when I fucking, like, I'm done my share of pizza. I had my three slices, my dip's still there.
Jesus, the man can't finish.
Keep my dip around.
I was surprised too. Yo, you can have it. Oh, whoa. Good thing I still have my dip.
When I ripped the fucking rest of the, you don't want it?
You don't want it? You sure?
Bro, the pizza is jammed inside my fucking dip and the pizza comes out like a cylinder. Yeah. I'm like,
that's when you know I'm done.
Because of fucking ice cream.
Yo, put a cylinder. on the screen, bro.
fucking McDonald's ice cream.
You gotta understand. You don't know what a cylinder is.
White. My pizza is the same shape as my fucking garlic container.
Yeah,
then you know I'm
pizza's
done.
Pizza is crucial, man. It's just because some people just don't take shit serious. Bro, I take pizza serious. I take everything serious, but I take pizza very serious.
Bro, it's a reflection of you at the end of the day, so whatever.
Bro, yeah.
How are you raised? It's not God. Being taught to take pizza serious.
I'm upset when a pizza is just ordered and I wasn't told. I'm like, okay, wait, how long is it coming here? Like, do we have time?
What did he put on it?
As long as that guy that wants to act like, yo, I got everything fit. Yeah, I got it. No, I got the pizza. I'm like, fucking three pepperoni pizza. Bro, what am I fucking
only?
Arthur, bro?
Name?
My fucking grade 5? Come here with that.
I said this on a previous episode too. I said, like, yo, if my food is that good, I'll choke on it and just be okay with it and just be like, yo, yeah, this is fucking delicious.
Whoa. Bro, the pans are going to have you fucking losing breath.
Bro, I'm choked on my cheese and I'm just like, yeah, this is okay. So, like, yo, this is fucking
delicious.
And
then it goes quiet for too long and all of a sudden.
Yo, my man's going through it for 5 minutes straight just now. Eyes are watering. You know? Tearing off of yo, it's so fucking good, bro. Like, right now, the top of my mouth is burnt.
That's just what I don't want to happen. When I try to,
skin, you gotta know. Man, I was just dealing with it. I'm like, yo,
once again, you gotta know how to eat it. I'm gonna say this right. I'm getting two.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah, I'm getting two.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. My name is Julian Lloyd, and I'm getting two pizzas.
Did y'all watch those Kawaii Honey commercials?
No, I didn't. I'm a snake.
Oh my god.
The jokes?
They're jokes. And they came out in February. Nobody's talking about them. They have 20,000 views, bro. You can tell it just went under the radar. Kawaii did a slew of commercials for Honey.
Honey,
the coupon shit.
We ain't gonna talk about it too much until we get that email.
Yeah, yeah, but some funny ass commercials, man. Just
was he monotone the whole fucking
time? Yeah, man.
Robot mode.
Yep. There's one where he literally laughs. It's just him on the phone. He's like,
bro, why are basketball commercials always awkward?
Oh, yo, it's so awkward, and it's like a little voiceover. Like, you want to know why Kawhi's laughing?
Because they're all
so
bad at them.
Money. It's like it's.
They're all, bro, like, I like it because they're so bad. Because
it's so bad. I think that's like the whole thing now. Like, that's the angle they're going for because Kawhi can't act. Shout out to Kawhi. I don't hate you no more, but.
Yo, Miami's a scary team, too, though. Like, when we're watching them play Miami, they're a little
they'll beat
Tyler
us.
Heroes.
They'll beat us.
Kind of scary, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. They didn't, so I can't say they'll beat us.
Bro, they're check their regular season record against us.
I mean,
us.
Jimmy out right now, so.
What happened to him?
Injury.
For real?
Yeah. I don't think it's a serious one, but he was out last game. He didn't play last game. I think they won though.
Miami's a problem. They're like fourth, no? Or something like
nah,
that.
Nah. They're like sixth, I think.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler was saying how, like, man, like the way Miami Heat is, like the way that team is, like they work hard every day. He's like, yo, like I know how things were at other teams and it's different at Miami. Like Miami, like we work hard, like every day we practice hard, like they want to win. They're not worried about 2 years from now, 3 years
Cleveland,
from now. They're worried about right now. So
that's what happened.
Yeah, shout out to Cleveland.
That's what happens when the Clevelanders right in your backyard.
Bro, who's been to the Clevelanders?
I sure have.
I sure have, yeah.
I've been to the Clevelanders.
Clevelander was a good
I'm Jermaine Richards, and I've been to the Clevelander in Miami.
Clevelander is, if he has been to that, man.
Yeah, nice spot.
Bro, you're like, you're very drunk, and you're like, holy fuck, this is the drunkest I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
I said that at the Clevelander.
Wow.
You did?
Man, really?
Bro, that was like in my head.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not.
Yeah, I used to have that conversation in my head.
My shit happened down here, probably Queen Street.
Bro, this is the peak drunkenness of my entire life, and I'll never go there again.
Wow.
Remember, really? We just on, man, yeah, what a time. Man. You remember after Cleveland there, we just go back to the house, say, fuck, we're not tired. Wait in the Chick-fil-A parking lot for breakfast to get served.
Fuck, man. Chick-fil-A breakfast was
got
damn,
the fresh
man.
Hash browns and goddamn chicken biscuit.
We're just waiting in the parking lot for lunch after. Like, all right. Breakfast. Right here. Don't even move. Right, I don't even put the key in the thing.
Fucking jam, man.
What time is it? Oh, it's 11:01.
Bro, how you going to put a piece of fried chicken between a biscuit?
Bro, how are you gonna put a piece of fried chicken between a biscuit?
And expect me not to lose my fucking mind.
I'm gonna lose my mind.
They know, man. And I'm gonna put.
And you had the coupons there.
The fucking coupons.
The fucking coupons, man.
One more time.
Oh, or coupons.
The coupons.
The coupons. Okay,
when it comes
okay.
to Chick-fil-A, they're coupons.
Man,
they're coupons, man. They're cutie pons, man.
Cutie
pons. Cutie little biscuits. Oh, my God, man. Yo, food is just too good, bro.
Just blast.
Someone saw my story and said, like, oh, like, how'd you eat 5 burgers? I'm like, how could you not?
The food is blast.
How could you not?
How could I eat 5 burgers?
One at a time.
How could I not eat 6 of them? That's what I'm most upset about.
How did I stop us? Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Why did I only eat 5?
What made me stop? Man. Besides my stomach about to be fucking split open.
Nah, I mean, me and Jermaine went back, what, yesterday? Mm-hmm. No, it was a couple days now, 4
oh,
days
Big
ago.
Big Trouble Burgers?
Yeah,
oh,
man. Shout out Big Trouble. Big Trouble Pizza, Spadina, Chinatown. Every Tuesday they got Smash Burgers.
Man.
And, of course, pizzas.
Yes, man, you know what time it is, man. Yo, what is it about being Trini or Guyanese that makes you fucking remind people they're Trini and Guyanese every 45 minutes?
Very proud people, man.
I'm neither of those, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
but you know that.
I know what you're talking about, though.
First off, shout out all my Guyanese and all my Trinis out there,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
I know y'all watching. But like, I know you're.
I know.
You told me 7 times, nigga. It's been 3 hours.
I Trini.
Bro.
Oh, you know, I think because I Trini.
Hey, boy.
Bro, it's. I don't know what. Bro, it's on your hat. It's on your shirt. It's on your fucking car bumper. It's on your MSN. Yeah. It's on your fucking.
It's on your fucking
Instagram.
It's on your
boxing gloves.
It's on your whip. Bro, how many fucking Trini Boy underscore 70 is gonna be?
Yeah,
a lot.
Trini to the bone 89.
Trini to the bone.
You gotta mention like how Trini are, like straight to the bone.
Like there's no more after that.
Even the bone Trini.
Everything is Trini. Those. I remember in high school, there was a bunch of those boxing gloves hanging from the fucking mirror, bro.
Yeah. It's so interesting, the email thing you said. That is the funniest shit, bro.
Bro, they love putting their nationality in the fucking
emails.
Email,
man.
The other day, I was packing a 4IE order to go out, and it couldn't go into the chat. I was trying to like upload it through Chit Chats and all that, and Chit Chat says error. I'm like, what the fuck's an error?
Yeah.
I never had an error.
Incorrect or invalid character.
Invalid character. What the fuck character? Like, how you spell your name?
Yeah.
I go and it's a fucking Chris something with a Guyanese flag. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
No, let it go. Let it go, man. No. Place your order. Let's move. It doesn't matter where you're from. You bought the thing. I'm going to send it.
I'm going to send it, bro.
Why are you sending me a flag?
Yeah. I feel like I let him down by not putting the Trini flag on it. I took it down. I'm like, yo,
I know he's at a keyboard too. Okay, Chris.
Let me add my Trini flag one time.
Oh, hold on. I forget my Trini flag.
Okay, order.
Fucking complete
Jesus
order.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Bro, never the first ones to ask. Oh, you know I'm Guyanese. Like, nigga, you have a fucking 7x9 Guyanese flag draped around your fucking back like a fucking Guyanese superhero.
Guyanese Batman, man.
Yeah, my headphones died.
Guyanese Batman.
Yo, the thing is though, like,
that might be the name of this episode.
Guyanese Batman. I met the Guyanese Batman. Bro, I met so many, man. So many, bro.
Oh, like, man. That's one of my favorite accents, though.
I love it, man. I love it.
That and then fucking New Orleans is my next favorite one.
New Orleans the second.
New Orleans,
Yo, those motherfuckers could dance 24/7.
Who?
Guyanese and Trini.
Yeah.
Bro, put on some soul. Oh my God.
Shout out to the Toy Forever, man.
Energy.
That is like the archetype.
Yeah.
Was she Trini or Guyanese?
Trini girl.
That's the archetype.
My
Trini
God.
Person, man, for real.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've never seen her tired.
Never.
Yeah. Great energy, tired. Man. It makes you not tired. Fuck.
Yeah. Just makes you like, like,
fuck, I gotta get this
shit. Yeah, it makes me feel like shit. I mean, bro, why am I, you know what I'm saying? Am I a fucking party pooper?
Facts.
I mean, if Soka comes on, I'm leaning on the fucking fence.
Yeah, like, for sure. Yeah. I'm not okay. Yeah. They won't kill us in the comments, so I'm gonna leave Soka alone.
No. What? Yeah. No, yeah, it's not
for me.
It's just a lot of instructions.
Yeah.
The other dude just took a jump.
One guy told me, like, they be telling, like, some stories in the song, though.
They probably never do heard that song. I'm sure before. It gets deep, but I'm sure it gets there. You know what I'm saying?
I see the connection. Probably, to be honest,
the only song I really heard is just that Cara Banner just giving dancing instructions.
Jump
the entire
wave,
song,
jump wave,
bro. It'd be like 47 minutes song.
Great energy, though, man.
Good song, though. I ain't gonna lie. I like that one.
It's kind of
everyone's in the back.
Yes, sir.
That tune's a big one.
Like, Banner really came in, like, it didn't happen. That's crazy.
It's supposed to be today or some shit, yeah?
No, it was, like, on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That shows you how much I care about it. Yeah. I was never a Cara Banner guy.
Yeah,
I respected it, though.
Yeah, for sure. Well, my family always, like, sets up on Lake Shore. Yeah, whatever. Like down from.
Oh yeah, you went to help last year.
Like, yeah, I set up on Lakeshore and
has it been the
barbecue.
Year?
Yeah,
holy
man.
Fuck, man.
I mean, oh shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Happy Independence Day to Jamaica one time.
Yes,
big up, Bumbleclot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're Jamaican.
Yeah, I love us.
How'd you know?
Shout
out. How you know Jamaican?
Happy Independence Day, man. Yeah, to all my fellow Jamaicans out there.
Yeah.
Max.
You was talking about being in jujitsu, fucking. In high school.
You weren't supposed to tell anyone. I was supposed to surprise motherfuckers with that.
I had a unit. You fucking nigga up?
I had one unit in high school. Yo, I just, I remember, like, shout out Fletcher's. They were trying to do just some new shit.
Arrows?
And then,
shout out my arrows worldwide.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But choose an animal, though.
But they just wanted to introduce new fucking programs.
Seriously.
And then who was our teacher? It was Hazard.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man. I just came to the gym and I said, you know, when you come to the gym, you just see some bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck
bro,
is this?
Bro, what game is this?
The fuck am I doing here today? Like, you're just
saying, pads on the ground.
Yeah, yo, bro, some sick games were created.
Some sick for sure.
It wasn't basketball. I was cheesed every time.
Not really.
Yeah, facts.
I mean, he kept having to tell the ballers, this isn't basketball 901.
You said that.
Yo,
physical education.
Yeah.
We had a weight room. There's a weight room class and there's sports.
Yeah.
And these ballers will take sports and weight room, but they'll come to weight room like, yo, how come we can't play ball? I'm like, bro, because it's not fucking ball class.
Yeah. They should have ball class.
They should. I'm not saying they should, but the thing they signed up for wasn't ball class.
Yeah, but I walk in, there's mats everywhere, and I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? They're telling me to take off my shoes. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No socks. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you know, just all this, man.
That's demanding.
And then I find out we're doing jiu-jitsu, and I'm just like, yo, man, I hate shit like that because they pair you up with someone that's your size. Like, I'm a big guy, but where am I coming to class fighting and going to English class with scratches and I stink now? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not worth it to me. You know what I mean? Like,
half the class see my butt crack.
Yeah, especially when you come with a fresh fit, and it's just like, and then the thing was, I feel like they dropped dough on it, so they just came at you with, yo, if you're not fighting, like, you're failing this club. It's like, this poor job, beer brand. I'm like, yo, what?
Yo, we have to fight the fucking government for this shit, so y'all niggas better get on shit and roll around.
So I had to fight my crows, man, and I surprisingly I fucked niggas up in that.
What was your fighter profile? Like, wasn't
yo? I think what was that shit called? Like,
what
was his fighter
was it like
profile?
A stance or some shit?
Stance.
What was
stance?
Your fighting style? Like, what?
Yeah, shit. So like White Claw or some shit. Was it?
I don't know.
Oh, where I'm Drunken Master.
My shit was like
Trevon style. Nigga.
Yeah, my shit was just I just took what I knew from the streets and whatever this nigga was telling me.
Street style.
So like, I was a little blend. Yeah, I was doing cartwheels and just putting you in a headlock. You know? I have to do a cartwheel and then get up and go back. Cartwheel into the headlock.
Sweating. Patrick's fucking
face
was squished in the mat.
Yeah,
I never seen Patrick's face like that.
Yo, because the thing was, when you fought like a street nigga, it was just more ruthless than what this jiu-jitsu. It was like, jiu-jitsu had respect. You choke him out and say, yeah, but me, I was like, you fucking pussy. bitch.
Yo, I never seen Patrick's face that way.
Bro, because,
she was squeezed into a mat, man. Both his eyes were fucking beside each other, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Dude, are your fucking eyes underneath your nose right now? How did this nigga do
it? So close. Bro, I remember a Hazard walked by and said, good job, Trevon.
Jesus.
Yo,
I didn't even want to fight you after that. I made sure I never fought this nigga. I'd fucking say, all right, pair up. I'd fucking go to the bathroom.
I'm playing a small kid. Like, I got.
I go to. I got Tyrese. I fucking go to the bathroom. 4 pounds.
Holy shit. Yo, I choked my back in front of a teacher. Yeah. So.
Bro, your head comes out that fucking headlock looking a mess, bro. Your face is red. Mm-hmm. Your hair is off to one side.
It's loose, bro. Your neck is just red.
It was fun. Mustache is ruffled.
Yeah.
I had fun, so.
Yeah.
My ass crack was never exposed, though. I was really more so fighting to say you're not showing anyone my ass crack in here. Like, that was more so a fight in my head. Like, everyone was seeing your shit. Because, yo, everyone, you had to tap. Like, that was a goal. I'm like, bro, this is a lot, man.
You know you're fighting against a lifetime of ridicule. Mm-hmm. You lose, and it's, like, they're never going to let you live through it. You just, 20 minutes ago, texted Patrick, yo, remember when I fucking beat you in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, he was.
And, bro, what was that, 10 years ago?
Yeah, he responded. Oh, hey, hold on.
Patrick, remember the day I crunched in jiu-jitsu? Just had to remind you still. Yeah, remember the day I made you tap in jiu-jitsu? Yeah.
You said.
Don't even remember that one still. Mess me with that one. Man's like me don't tap out, you know?
That's a reminder. You hear the trauma.
Remind him that he was at King Fletcher's, because he probably is thinking about like last year.
Mm-hmm.
Say, yo, at Fletcher's gym class.
Yeah,
I mean, and let him know I was there and I seen it happen.
Yeah. Quick story about Julian's cousin's also name is Sheldon.
Shit.
He came to our school.
Yeah, shout out my slime.
Shout out Sheldon. And he came to our school, and we're going to morning ball. And then shout out.
Who is shouting out?
Shout out Mr. Graham. There we go. But Graham was just like, he was his teacher. He was just super cool, but he was just like, fuck kids up. He was strong. He put me in a headlock for no reason. I'm like, bro, I just met this guy. Like, you know, it was whatever. And Sheldon came and just said, like, I'll fight you. What did he say?
No, bro, because Graham was fucking around. He's like, the teacher's always playing around. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'll strap you up right now. Let's go right now. Mm-hmm. And then Sheldon, he's just like a serious guy generally. The guy's like, hey, you looking big? Yeah, we'll go right now. All right. Bro, it's 5:02 in the morning.
Bro.
He's like, yeah, we're going right now.
Because Graham called him out because Sheldon's like he's jacked, like super cut eight pack or whatever. And then continue.
Yeah, this guy's just fucking around slapping his shoulders. Yo, we could go right now. So, I'm down. Straight face. And then Graham, I could tell Graham was surprised. Like, oh, fuck, well, I can't back down now.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, 5 seconds later, they're on the fucking ground on the hardwood floor.
Yeah.
Sheldon has yo, Graham was struggling. Graham was like, yo, what the fuck have I gotten myself into?
Yo, Graham. He was fighting for a lifetime because I saw him bite his lip. And he said, when he bit his lip, that's when I'm like, okay, this nigga's trying to make
contact.
Bro.
I made eye contact with Graham. I could see that he fucking needed help.
he looked at Julian and said, yo, dude, he's not a student here. This is a federal crime. This is assault now, nigga. Yeah. Looked up at Julian and us and said, who the fuck am I fighting right now? This boy's not Canadian, nigga. I know that.
Yo, who's this guy that kills so much? What's the last name?
Yeah.
What's the last name?
Who's your counselor? What's the fucking last name?
Because your Sheldon's not from here. It's like it's from Miami. Yo. So he's just visiting me.
Oh, my God.
Like, yo, who is this? But the ongoing joke with ever since
Florida man
I
chokes
met
out teachers.
Sheldon,
I'll be in the Grandson Guardian the next Wednesday.
Bro, this guy was he's just cut. He's D's. He's from Miami. And, like, he's had a pack since I can remember. And he's just been the strongest guy. And this guy fought my fucking teacher.
Bro, Graham got out of it. He got out of it eventually. And then he just ended it with like, yeah, you're pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
You could have died right there.
Yeah.
Yo.
You would have been dead if it was life or death.
Yo, I remember when we were going to fucking Miami, and I remember you guys giving me the brief on Sheldon, man.
Yeah.
Like, yo, just don't joke with him.
Like he jokes.
No, Sheldon's a cool guy.
But you gotta know meet him, I was like, bro, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Because we're those type of guys that would just push a joke sometimes.
It could get sticky. Guys.
This guy comes hanging. I think it was that same.
God.
I was gonna say Sheldon, like, he goes by a G code, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're my guy, you're pretty blessed. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was. Like, you're pretty blessed. Like, you're my guy. All right,
we're locked in.
Yeah.
Bro, that same day.
Sorry, Yeah, or I'll just drink fucking coffee. Within the fucking story that he's about to tell you, he'll to ask Julian one question, mm-hmm. and it's like, if you cross the line, he's gonna ask Julian a question, and then this is pretty much up from
this could be the end of you after that, you know what I'm saying?
This is all it takes, bro. So maybe like whatever, they play ball and shit, like 2 hours later. We're in the cafeteria now, waiting for the bell to ring for the first class. We're all hanging out, you know what I'm saying? It's Fletcher's protocol. People come into the morning. They come in to the cafeteria in the morning. We're hanging out. Mm-hmm. Grab your little breakfast. Oh, we saying, hail up everyone.
Yep.
So then this guy, who we normally would hail up, mm-hmm. this guy is shaking hands. Oh, Trey, we saying, Jay, we saying, Julian, we saying, oh, who's this guy? This guy's... Five seconds go by. And I know it feels like 20. Sheldon's still fucking
with his hands. Yo, hold on. But then this guy, with his hand up, he's looking at me, Jermaine, and Julian, like, yo, what the fuck's going on here? Like, why am I here for so long? Like, why am I here for so long?
Bro, it's Sheldon straight.
I don't know you, nigga.
Yo. Bro, the eagle was in a million pieces on the cafeteria floor in Brampton, Ontario.
No one else.
The thing is, though.
No one else.
He's not wrong.
I don't know you.
That's real shit.
Yo, I don't know you, nigga.
I don't know
you. Yo, the man put up his hand. Sheldon's looking. He's like, I don't know you, nigga.
Bro, and then he verbatim. Smooth.
Literally,
I don't know you, nigga.
It was quiet. Yeah, we're all quiet.
That was a tone there.
I know my cousin. I know this nigga, so I knew what was coming, right?
Oh,
my God. Hailed up, Jermaine gets hailed up, I get hailed up.
Yeah.
Sheldon's beside me. I'm saying, please God, do not let Deepak try to hail this nigga right
now. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Looks at him. 5 seconds, 10 seconds. I don't know you, nigga.
Bro, yo, the hand, bro, this nigga up, back to the side.
Oh man.
Guy leaves the cafeteria.
Fuck. He said, oh.
No. His feelings got so hurt.
Bro, he was reborn right fucking there.
And he went and got all his goons and like try to pretty much look for my cousin to be the
most. He came up to us like, yo, what's good with that guy? I'm like, yo, honestly, I'm not even gonna tell him you're saying this.
Yo, please go back inside now.
Ignore what just happened.
What the first thing was, he didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
After he walked away, this nigga said, oh, I don't know you, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He was just chilling.
Going on with his life.
It was a regular day.
Yeah.
We started talking and shit, and we're all there like, yo, what just happened? He's just chilling. We're going to the mall. This nigga's on his phone, like, singing songs and shit.
Yeah.
We get in the car. I'm like, yo, yeah, like, I was looking for you. Why didn't you tell me?
I'm like, yo. Why didn't you tell me? I would have split him.
This guy said, why didn't you tell me he wanted to fight me after that?
He only said split for some reason. Yeah. That was terminology.
And after, he was like, ooh. Where's your cousin, bro? Where's your cousin? I'm like, bro, you do not want me to give up this guy's location right now.
You don't want to know where he is. Sheldon, you walk Zara's dog, you know what I'm saying?
I do, yeah.
You be getting into the dog conversations with other dog owners?
Yeah.
And it's the
worst. Especially because I don't really be knowing every answer that they ask me.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, Sheldon.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where I'm at.
You know what I'm saying? Where's your vet? Bro, who fucking cares?
Bro, every conversation I've ever had with a fellow dog owner, I'm like, I don't. It's been the same thing. It's been fucking wild.
Yeah, to be honest, not my dog.
Oh, just my God, what's his name? Yeah. What's his breed? Yeah. What's his favorite toy?
Like, bro, no matter what the fuck I say, you're going to say, oh my God.
That's a fact.
Everything I don't know is my girl's dog.
How old
is he? One or maybe like five or some shit.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure,
nigga.
No, I don't do the dog shit, man. I don't do the dog shit.
You used to avoid those situations early, right?
What?
You said when you used to walk your dog, you see other dog owners coming.
Fuck, I'd be out of there.
You don't want to talk dogs.
Bro, I'm not talking about shit with you. Like, I didn't want to be walking this fucking dog.
No, it's definitely like a look at my phone, you know, in that moment. Hopefully you didn't get to him. But
it's usually the dogs that connect first.
I minimize my dog's fucking leash.
Yeah.
It's walking on 2 feet.
Right?
It's fucking walking
listening by the harness.
Like a bag.
This nigga's walking like a human on 2 fucking feet because the leash is so fucking short. Hey, we're walking this way now.
Yeah.
Bro, even when walking Tanisha's dog, I'm just like, yo, I hope this dog doesn't shit right now because like,
That day with us, if it did that, would I look, bro? Why would I buy an animal? I have to take you outside and say, okay, here, little buddy, shit right here. I'm gonna pick it up, all right?
Yeah, like
the fuck,
bro. I'm just not into all that, man.
I mean,
why?
Like a raccoon shits outside, no one's picking it up.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why? You know,
the police horses.
Yeah.
What do you think you see going on the fucking street?
piles of horse shit.
Well, someone
shit.
Has to pick it. There's someone that picks it up.
I'm telling you, they maybe leave it,
but I'm telling you, there's another department.
Cars running over the shit department.
I'll literally Google who picks up.
I'm sure there's another department along the lines of sanitation or something. I'm sure, man.
Dog. I've all seen right. it in front of my condo in Toronto
government
before.
Department
every day it's littler and littler because there's more car tracks on it.
If there's a department, they're doing a terrible job because there's so much
horse shit. Yeah, fuck, go check on those niggas.
I'm just gonna put shit removal.
But they're not gonna put on the fucking site, oh, no one picks it up. You know what I mean? Like, they're not gonna say face it up.
True,
but
true,
I'm
true,
telling
true.
You they don't.
No, I understand. There's probably in some cases where like car will, you know, run it over and da da da. But like in the case of like maybe, I don't know, like a sometimes you see them like Caravana, right? You see like it's boxed off. I'm sure they have people out there like
that's because they got the show face those times. Sometimes they have to do that. Okay, but on that every day, Grizzly, right now, horses shot. They're gonna allow that shit.
Bro, they just loud at 14 pounds, bro. One shot.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, bro.
They say it's 40 pounds of shit a day from these horses. Are you crazy?
Bro,
get a fucking bike.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of the horse? I'm like the casual.
But get a bike.
You fucking 1980s, nigga.
Let the horses free, my nigga.
Why are you on a horse, nigga? Fucking knights?
Yeah, bro. something about this seems outdated to me.
It literally says that they're fucking supposed to pick it up whenever possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just read that it's not possible. You don't have to legally pick it up still.
I'm on a horse. So I'm on the shit. What am I gonna do? Mount my horse? Yes.
Yeah, dismount the horse, pick up the shit. Horses. And there's bare bird shit all over the sidewalks.
Man. Yeah. Bro, like, I like dogs, but like, man, I can't get with like bending my back and fucking.
Bro, I feel the pressure. Symphony be like, oh, can you walk to me real quick? I'm like, fuck, man. I know this nigga has the shit too.
Yeah.
First thing, finding a spot. Yeah. Just looking around and shit, and then I'm looking around too. Yeah, people are watching me from the car. I'm like, fuck, I know this nigga looking at me. Because if he wasn't there,
Throw
some mulch on it.
Grabbing the grass right beside it, pick the grass up.
Come on. Yeah. I'm just going to fucking go down with a bag, pretending I'm picking it up, grab my dog, fucking jet.
I'm going to take some of my hands.
Bro, a raccoon's going to eat this shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's going to be gone, bro.
This oh my gosh. What'd you
eat? Yeah. Fuck that, nigga.
Bro, I hate when
I meet
another dog owner and then, like, they're doing, like, the voiceover for their dog.
Mm. Oh my god, he's saying hi. Yeah. He's saying, oh my god, look at him.
Nigga, my dog is saying, just turn around, it's like a smell your asshole, nigga. If my dog's saying anything, that's what the fuck. What that asshole talking about?
What asshole talking about? That's what I want to see.
That's a fact.
You don't want to hear my voiceover for 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, man. Here at Random Order, we want to shout out a little new service this house called All Black Market. You know, All Black Market is an online platform that promotes Black-owned businesses and services. You can shop directly from the site with these services, and it's also like a directory for Black-owned businesses. So they launched last week, July 30th. So it's a new launch program. You know, check it out. We're happy to help these guys, you know, spread their word and spread the platform because we need platforms like this, you know what I mean, for Black-owned businesses. So that's All Black Market, ALLBLKmarket.com. Check them out.
Yo, man, Shells just built my PC, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's over. So again, all our Twitch links are down below. Faitana also streams, Shells also streams, I stream, and then like we mentioned before, we have the Random Order stream. So all those Twitch links are down below. Make sure to go follow that. We're about to go crazy. I know Julian's about to get on that as well. So
nigga, I'm about to get on the shit.
Yo, let Fight Night come out. Back. I'm here.
And I told I saw.
Yep.
Bro, PS5, gave me the intel.
Baby. Yes, sir.
Bro, gave me the intel.
Yes,
bro.
Sir.
This was episode 66 or 56?
66.
Episode 66 of the Random Order Podcast. Yo, we about to get some Panzerati. Like, we have so much more to talk about, but the motherfucking P's old, we got to see what they talking about. You know what I'm saying? Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and episode clips. Share them clips around, man. Make sure y'all click that bell as well to become a true Know the Gang eagle.
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you choose a mouse life? The audio version of Random Order is also available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. Leave amazing great reviews so other people find the shit. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Random Order Show. Sorry, not the Random Order Show, just Random Order Show. 4YE pins are up. We got a lot more heat dropping on y'all heads. So follow us at 4YE on Instagram as well. Turn on post notifications so you know what the fuck we dropping and when we dropping.
Yes, sir.
Man, I need a dipping sauce of the day, King.
What's teriyaki. Who's up?
Hold on.
Teriyaki?
You're not coming to the fans, right? You're not coming.
You guys want the sweet teriyaki?
From where?
You are
anywhere.
Not coming.
You can get it from...
Nah, you gotta be specific. I need a place that sells it.
Pizza Nova garlic. Okay.
If anything, it sounds like you're talking about honey garlic, maybe.
No. I'm not talking about a specific dipping sauce, but I've used this as dipping sauce. So maybe that's why I fucked up. But it's a sweet teriyaki sauce. Got little chilies in it.
Who saw that though? Who got a bit?
That's a sweet Thai chili sauce.
There
man.
We go.
It's
there.
Not teriyaki, my
fault,
nigga.
My fault.
Yes, of course.
Fault,
that's acceptable,
my
Sheldon.
Fault, my fault.
That was good. I said it right thing. That was a good one.
My fault. There we go.
I know what he's talking
sweet
about.
Sweet Thai chili. Yeah,
shit,
yeah,
man.
You almost lost the spot.
Yeah. Teriyaki's that's a lot different stuff. My bad.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.